Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. A St. Paul man pled guilty yesterday to criminal vehicular operation in connection with a crash on Highway 21 in Wells Township last May. 39-year-old Rogelio Priego Vega was northbound on Highway 21 at Dover Trail when he drifted across the center lane and struck a vehicle driven by 39-year-old Michael Jerome Brown of Lonsdale. Brown was extricated from his vehicle with two broken legs. Vega's passenger, his wife, was ejected and trapped under the vehicle. She was airlifted to a metro hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Vega was uninjured. He told troopers at the scene that his wife was driving. She was, however, found trapped under the passenger side. Vega's alcohol content was 3 times the legal limit. A DWI charge was dismissed in the plea agreement. His sentencing is set for November 15th. A Burnsville man is in jail facing multiple charges after an incident in Northfield. According to the criminal complaint, on Sunday, Rice County deputies were called to the 8,000 block of Kendall Avenue on report of a man, possibly on methamphetamine, threatening a woman. Officers found that 37-year-old Joshua James Rabluski also had a warrant out for his arrest. By the time they arrived at the residence, he'd left in a stolen truck. He was driving south on Kendall at 77 miles an hour when he was pulled over and stopped. As the deputy approached his car, Rabluski took off. The deputy chased him for over a mile, reaching speeds of 90. He crashed into another vehicle after losing control. That driver and passenger suffered minor injuries. Rabluski tried to flee on foot. He's charged with vehicle theft, fifth-degree drugs, fleeing a peace officer, all felonies, and 2 gross misdemeanors. Bail has been set at $25,000 with conditions. He remains in the Rice County Jail. And the Charter Commission met with the Northfield Council on Monday. They've been trying to get the council to agree to adhere to a portion of the charter that requires the mayor to review the operations of the city and report back to council in a public meeting. Section 3.8 states that the mayor must report any neglect, dereliction of duty, or waste on the part of any office or department of the city. This commission added language to add a time frame, specifically that the mayor report once per term. City Administrator Ben Mardick said,
"The council rejected that last year. They brought back some more amendments this year with a different language, met with our attorney and I to identify some of the potential private protected data that could be of concern on that review."
The mayor, Mardick, and city attorney Hood came up with 5 options that included more than charter member Scott Oney said was necessary, including spending a lot of money to have an outside consultant audit city operations every other year. They also removed the word waste on every option. Mardick said,
"The other argument that, well, if a mayor, what should the mayor review? And if the mayor doesn't have that technical experience of kind of going in and doing a probe professionally, how does that work?" So a lot of good discussion on.
Oney disagreed that there was good discussion, saying Mayor Pownell was letting council speak more than the commission. He explained that the reporting could include things such as a city employee working on their own projects using the city's resources. There's a history of a contentious relationship with this council as the charter has tried to assert themselves. Underlying issues include questions of what authority the charter actually has. Any changes must be approved unanimously by the charter and council. The Charter Commission will meet themselves to discuss the options city officials put forth. According to Ballotpedia, Minnesota has 854 cities. 107 are listed as charter cities rather than statutory. I have additional information on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.